Hello out there, fans of Lousy Weather Media. My name is BJ Colangelo, and I'm a writer and filmmaker out of Cleveland, Ohio. Along with my longtime collaborative partner, Zach Schillwachter, we're making a project called Powerbomb. Powerbomb tells the story of an independent wrestler on the verge of breaking into the big time, but he's contemplating saying goodbye to his dream in order to spend more time with his wife, a retired wrestler, and their budding family. But when our wrestler's biggest fan hears the news, he takes matters into his own hands to make sure that his favorite wrestler makes it to the top by any means necessary. Our lead wrestler is played by Matt Cross of Lucha Underground fame, and we're currently running an Indiegogo campaign. For more information, visit our website, www.sickeningpictures.com/IGG. Thanks so much. Enjoy the show.
This episode is brought to you by Rain Clothing.
That's R-A-N-E Clothing. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their roster of bands as well.
Rain Clothing, on a mission for music.
All right, this is John Bruton. You're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hernando Diablo.
Let the hate flow through you, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hernando Diablo.
And this week, we're tackling something that I'm pretty sure many of you love, so you're gonna get mad. And I'm okay with that. Joining us in studio this week is comedian and creator of Win to Lose, a Dirty Game Show, Ricky Milton.
Hey, welcome. Thanks for having me, guys.
Ricky, thanks for coming in, man. We appreciate having you. All right, so, Ricky, why do you hate internet porn?
Well, to be clear, you said that a lot of people probably love it. I think to truly hate something, you have to have some affection for it. So I love it in a way as well.
Okay.
But I have several reasons why I do hate it. I guess to start out, it takes up a lot of my time.
Yeah. That's fair.
That I can't argue with. That's sound logic right there.
I'm a busy guy. I have a job. I'm trying to do this comedy thing, this game show thing. I have a daughter.
Can't be jerking off all the time.
I have yard work. And like today, I was off work. 75 degrees here in Northeast Ohio. We don't get days like this with this kind of sunshine.
Especially in April.
In April. So I'm like, well, okay, let me look at some internet porn real quick. Just jerk off real quick. And next thing I know, I look at the clock, it's 7 hours later.
So you got sucked into a hole.
You do, because I'm always looking for the perfect jerk.
Right.
Which is, I have trouble finding sometimes. I get lost in it, and I feel like I'm jerking my life away.
Yeah, so you get to that point where it's like, this isn't doing it for me. I need to find something else, and then something else turns into something else.
Yeah, but it's weird, because it would easily do it for me. I can do it really quick, but it's like, I could find something better.
There's always that, like, well, this is good, but I know something better's coming. Pun intended.
You know, chasing the jerk dragon. Yeah, I did that myself today.
We should have did it together. We could, that
would have been cute. I think that wouldn't have been, it would have been cute, yes.
Well, you guys are jerking off all day. I was at my job being fucking miserable.
Well, you know what? That's what you get for being employable. I'm a crazy person, so I get to jerk off all day.
It's like, I don't even need, I look for the perfect video, but I don't even need it because I could jerk off to anything. I could jerk off to memory. I've jerked off your guys' podcast before.
There you go.
I don't know, I'm not even joking. I don't know who Mandy Lee is. I've never met her. But when she does that little intro, that does it for me. I should just leave it at that.
So Pete, what I'm going to need you to do is I'm going to need you to cut that small bit of audio and send it to Mandy.
I was going to say, because that's kind of funny, because, you know, it's all of what 10 seconds that she talks. And...
Yeah, she sounds adorable.
She is. That's my daughter. Stay away from her.
Is it really?
She's my one of my comedy kids.
Oh, okay.
But
couldn't care less, but I have my fucking reasons.
Yeah.
I thought it was just really his daughter for a second. I was going to
feel bad.
No.
Look, the girl that I did raise is, I love her to death, but she's not jerk offable. She's a beautiful young woman.
If she is anything brutally honest, is that.
Well, yeah. That leads me to my next point. You talking about your daughter that way is, I don't know if you guys, what sites you go on, but it seems like it's becoming rampant with incest porn.
That's always been a thing. I can go back to like, how old are you?
35.
35. Okay, so I'm younger than you. Do you remember the days of like LimeWire and Kazaa?
Yeah.
And all that, the file sharing shit. That's when you could find really fucked up stuff on the internet before the whole dark web thing took off. But I remember like downloading porn through that, and that was always like a rampant fucking thing. And now it's just becoming like more and more. I don't get it. I don't fucking get it.
To each your own, but I like to put myself into a story.
Right.
And I have to like kind of. Like, it can't even be a guy with, like, a six-pack, because I'm like, I can't really picture myself being that
right.
guy.
Yeah.
So I get very specific in my searches, and it could be, like, a perfect guy and a perfect girl, and but it says, like, a guy's fucking his niece, and I'm like, I can't really get into that.
Yeah, it's... I've had that problem lately. I'm not searching the incest tag by any means.
Oh, they force it down your throat.
They do. They really do. And that's another genre that I'm not really into. I find like I'm scrolling down because I use Tumblr for all my porn.
Me too.
So I'm scrolling down. I'm looking at the video and it has the autoplay because I'm on Wi-Fi. And then I'm like, okay, this is pretty hot. So I scroll down a little bit to see if there are any of the actors tags, are in the hashtags. Because, like, that's the whole I'll go down. So I'm like, this girl's pretty hot. Let's see what else she's got. But then you scroll down for the tag, and it says, my mom's out cutting the grass and here with my brother. And I'm like, now this isn't hot anymore.
No, it's weird because, like, when you do, like, sometimes, you know, you'll come across that shit. And I don't watch a whole lot of produced shit. There's about four or five porn stars that I like a lot and always have and always will. But most of the amateur shit, I mean, that's what does it for me, because it's like real fucking people.
That's what I like.
Yeah, and so like it's just funny though when you do click on something like he was saying, like, oh, that girl's hot, and you don't like the description of the video. Sometimes it doesn't even fucking imply that, and then it's like some girl talking about, oh, mom's not gonna like this. I'm like, off. I lost my boner. This is fucking boring.
That's the worst. When they don't even tag it properly. And you end up, like, coming, and then it's like, oh, I just watched transsexual people have sex. And then you start questioning your sexuality.
I mean, I watch transsexual people have sex a lot. It's not a thing for me.
It's funny, for a long time, like, it's something that I was like, oh, I'd never watch that. For whatever fucking reason, I don't watch it to jerk off, but it's fucking fascinating to me.
Oh, no,
it's fascinating to me.
I found one video that I really like. It's this girl... jerking off a transsexual girl, and she's crying while she's coming, and that did it for me. I can probably find it.
Pete, are you getting this?
Well, okay, while you're looking for that, me and my buddy were talking about this the other day. It's kind of one of those questions. Is it more gay? And there's nothing wrong with being gay. I have to say that for career purposes.
No,
there's nothing wrong with being gay, but what's more gay... If you were to have sex with a female who transitioned into a guy or a guy who transitioned into a female, I think that's an interesting question.
I don't think either is gay, unless you were a guy fucking a person that identifies as a guy who identifies as gay, and you identify as gay, because that's how it works now. It's basically, you know... If you want something to be gay, it totally can be. That's your thing.
But I could blow a guy and choose for it not to be gay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You don't have to... You can blow a guy and it be completely straight. Don't look at me like that. It's a thing.
No, I mean...
You experiment. I can experiment in my 40s.
Well, no, I mean, no, I understand that because, I mean, for example, BJ told me with all that shit that the Facebook drama that I was involved in this week over Star Wars.
With BJ.
My friend BJ. She was on the show. She's the girl who talked about Grease.
Oh, God.
And some dude called me a fag because I didn't like the Star Wars prequels movies as much as I like, you know, episodes 4, 5, and 6. And so he called me a fag because of that. So I told him I didn't agree with his opinion, so he resulted in calling me a fag, which is whatever, dude. That's fine. If that's what you're going to use, go for it. But I said, oh, yeah, I'm a big fag, blah, 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 this, that, the other thing. And BJ was like, no, you can't lump yourself in with us.
Yeah. Yeah. You experimental boys get excluded from the fag club.
Well, no, I'm not. I mean, I wouldn't consider myself experimental. I've never blown a dude. I've never let a dude blow me. So,
I mean, you say that for the podcast, but those lips say otherwise. He's got fuckable lips, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I don't know if you've been paying attention.
There's no pictures of us on anything having to do with the podcast.
So. That it'll drop our listens if we put our pictures up.
Yeah, no shit.
If our faces would have been in that Cleveland.com article.
How did we get here already? How did we get here?
I have no idea.
Where were we at? You were looking up.
I was trying to look up the video of the transgender girl crying while she's being jerked off. But I couldn't find it because the transgender tag isn't all porn. I don't know how I found it. I know that somewhere in my history is there and I liked it.
And I liked it.
How specific do you get when you're searching? Like, what site did you say you guys use?
We use Tumblr.
I use Tumblr.
I don't even know what that is.
It's another social media site that's mostly pictures. But GIFs and
stuff like that. But there's a lot of it's like a blog site, but strictly geared towards like pictures and GIFs. And like the longest videos on there are allowed to be 5 minutes long. So you can get in, get out, do what you need to do.
Okay.
But there's thousands of fucking porn blogs on there. And literally, like, this is the trick I learned. Like, this is how I started, and this is like five years ago, I guess, that I started using it. But you can Google search whatever the fuck you want. If you type in Tumblr after it, it's there. Oh, there's something there.
There are pages that are devoted to specific acts. There are pages that are
devoted to cum.
Yeah.
There's pages that are devoted to gay people and trans people and all kinds of stuff.
I get specific in searches with like the reality, like you guys said. So I like to, like, my daughter has a dance teacher. So I like type in like 5'6", red hair, little chubby, trying to find somebody who looks just like her.
Which
you could find on like, you know, Pornhub or whatever. But then I don't know, but okay, this is why I hate porn, because there's a sweet dance teacher, and I finally find somebody who looks similar to her, and I'm trying to get in the fantasy of it, and then next thing I know, they're like strangling her and spitting on her, and I'm like, whoa, 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 no, don't.
Yeah.
Don't treat my girlfriend like that.
How dare you?
Yeah, that a lot of that's become normalized now, and me old-fashioned, but I don't like to treat a lady that way.
No, I mean, like, I think I may have talked about it on this show before. I don't know if I have or not. But, like, the last girl that I was with for any extended period of time always wanted me to choke her. And, like, I was like, I don't feel comfortable doing this. Like, I don't want to hurt you. And she got me to... What?
Coward.
Fuck, shut up.
Producer Pete says... El Hordano Diablo is a coward because he refuses to choke.
But I mean, obviously, you know, she does for me. I'm going to do for her. I would, you know, do it. But the one time I accidentally fucking lost balance and pretty much throat chopped her. And that was like the end of that. I'm like, I'm not doing this anymore. And then you see all this shit on the internet. Like, that's one of the things I don't like about internet porn is like, it's very geared towards violence and women, towards women, which I just don't.
I mean, I'm fine with that,
I guess. I just, I watch, like, a lot of the people that I like to watch on there, like, they get tied up and they get beat up and shit.
Tied up doesn't bother me. I mean, it's when they get fucking really violent, like, just degrading somebody. I'm like, how is this hot to people? I mean, it is, obviously, it's a pretty popular fucking genre now, but...
Yeah, it's a thing. But, you know, what Ricky was saying is, like, you're watching a thing, and then you're not expecting it, and then it just pops up at you.
Yeah.
It's like, eh, maybe you should tag this a little better, you know?
Right. No, I agree.
It's
I
like,
agree.
You know, you can't be surprised. You can't surprise your partner with shit like that. Why should you surprise, you know, the audience?
It's like, incoming Batman sign, pow!
Yeah. Warning, shit's about to get really vile.
Yeah, I've been a little bit about myself. I've been married for, I'm a young guy, 35. I've been married for 13 years.
13 years, wow.
So I've choked my wife, but never during sex. But I hate that I'm so reliant on porn, I guess, is why I hate it too. Because being married that long, you know, and faithful, in case she's listening, faithful.
Faithful.
I hate that I rely on it. What's the other? Okay, I got a list here. A lot of hatred in me.
Good.
Well, when you say rely on it, do you mean like you can't masturbate anymore without it? Or is this what you're watching this before you get into bed with your wife?
Oh, no, we stopped doing that. No, we still do that from time to time. But I like to, I think I would be a sex addict. But I'm not necessarily addicted to sex because that's a lot of work, you know?
Yeah. I know.
I'm addicted to coming, but I don't like the whole sex aspect. So I like what's supposed to be like a quick jerk.
Yeah.
Seven hours later. It doesn't always work that way. But it's just too easy and too... And then your standards go up. You start like, why are three girls not blowing me right now? Just my old ragged wife.
I mean, yeah, that does your standards do go up a little bit. Like the more you watch, I think. I don't know. I mean, like I'm still a fan of cam girls. I just can't get enough of those girls doing things for tokens. And you know
what? I'm not even familiar with that world.
I'm sure you've seen the videos before.
That's where they just like finger themselves, and you pay them.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Or they'll, you know,
they'll do a lot. You just have to pay them enough.
See, I'm not paying any. I've never once paid for. I'm proud of that.
Oh, I mean, you know, the people rip the videos and put them up. That's how I consume them. I don't actively support these ladies. Just because, one, you know, I only operate the internet on my phone. So, two, I don't have plastic money to give them. So,
no bitcoins.
No bitcoins, no tokens.
I've debated it before, but I'm also like, this is not what I need to be spending my money on.
Well,
like, because I have no problem with, like, I think I've mentioned that many a times. I have no problem with people selling their bodies to make money. If it's on their fucking terms, I have no problem with that.
I've been trying to do that for years. It's not paying the bills.
See, I've just been trying to sell my ego to people, and people are barely trying to buy that. So
I mean, there was a time.
Well, it's getting... Okay, back when the internet first came out in, like, I think 2007 is when I was first aware of it.
Only 10 years ago.
You could sign up for a site for, I don't know, if it costs like 30.
40 bucks for...
40 bucks a month. Yeah. But like nowadays, you go on Craigslist, you can go get a hand job for $40. Like, why? From a real lady.
Right, right.
Yeah. But, you know, then you have the problems that come with that. You know, is it an in-call or an out-call? You know, is she a cop?
What I don't trust.
Is this a setup?
That's why, like, I've always said, like, it should be regulated on the fact of, like, it should be on who's at, whoever it is. I don't care if you're a dude or a fucking girl selling your body. It should just be regulated in the fact that it's on their fucking terms, not some dipshit scumbag pimp fucking smacking somebody around, taking most of their money. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah. Although,
who's surprised that I'm about hookers? I mean, whatever. I'm sorry, sex workers. I'm woke.
You know, yeah. You know how I know you're woke? Because you just said sex workers.
The only time I ever technically, the only time I ever technically got a prostitute, I was in the armed forces. I was in the Air Force.
All right.
And have you ever heard of that 9/11?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. That was a big deal.
After that happened, I was already in. my recruiter assured me there would never be a war again. Mm. And then after that, we ended up having to go to Kyrgyzstan, which is it's a former part of the Soviet Union.
Okay.
And very poor country, very friendly people. I was very immature at the time and didn't, like, you know, treat them with the respect they deserved. But there was a lady at the airport where we would go across where our base was. We'd walk through the woods a little bit. I'll try to keep this story short. People would try to sell you stuff. And then one day I just asked this lady, like, if you want to sell me something, you know, sell me something I want. Don't sell me a Russian coin. Like, give me head. And she did that. We agreed upon the price of $10,000 American. Mm-hmm. I just gave her a dollar and ran. Ran through the woods as fast as I could.
Man.
So I technically paid, but it was only a dollar.
Yeah. That was, you did the old switcheroo on her.
That was back when I could run.
Yeah. Well, you know, that is an option. The old bang bus technique, as it were, although that is all staged. You've seen it, Jordan.
I'm not saying I haven't. That's why I'm laughing.
Oh, okay, the bang bus. I know what you're talking about. Yeah. What about the fake casting? Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
Is that real?
No.
Could it be possibly real?
Because I think
I'm considering renting an office.
I think some girls are less in tune to what's going on, but I think a lot of that is pre-talked about and shit, because there's no way that dude can blank out his face all he wants to. There's no way that a girl, if she sees that on the internet, can't sue his ass. Like, that's why. And it's a pay site, so people are getting paid. Like, that's just the way it works. Yeah. And that's not porn. That's fucking anything.
Yeah. Nothing is real. Is what we're trying to tell you.
This podcast isn't even real.
No, it's not.
I'm not even here right now.
No. No, this is all being done over services better than Skype, which is why we can talk over each other and you can hear it.
Yeah, right.
What else do I got? Okay, for the next segment here, I'm going to have to ask you guys to put your cocks on the table. I want to see if they're circumcised or not.
Mine is.
You're going to have to take my word for it, because I am not comfortable with my body.
My dick's not coming out for anybody, unless it's Harambe.
Are you okay, so are you circumcised?
I am circumcised.
Oh, thank God, because I cannot, that's another thing, I cannot watch a video with a guy with like a mangled cock.
Mm.
And the funny thing is, by technicality, the circumcised ones are the mangled ones.
Oh, yeah.
By technicality, but I mean, also, like, I get exactly what you're saying. I'm just like, that ain't right.
It could be the perfect circumstances. Like, no, the guy's not fucking his daughter.
that's important.
And it's a chubby guy, which I like, with a hot chick, which I like. But mm-hmm. then he pulls out his pants, and I don't know. I've never seen anything like it.
It's like, why you got a sock on your thing, man?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I've seen enough uncircumcised dicks that it doesn't bother me.
Oh, no, I've seen plenty of them. So it's just like, but it's just not. I mean, but that's also not a sub search for me. Like, if it's, you know, honestly, it all depends. Like, I'm not looking at, I mean, 90% of the time, I don't notice the dude. And everything's POV now. So it's like, you don't really have to see the guy. And I mean, you do still see his cock, obviously. But
I discovered uncircumcised porn when I was a young lad searching the internet for uncut versions of movies. Turns out that means something completely different.
On the internet.
Yeah. So, yeah. Also, I imagine it's easier to jerk off if you still have foreskin.
Easier to jerk off?
Well, you've got that little flap of skin there that kind of cushions the blow against your calloused hands.
I could care less about that.
Well, you know, I'm just putting it out there for those of us that don't like to waste money on lotion. Look, I'm all about the savings. That's the whole reason that I'm jerking off all the time in the first place.
You're not doing anything for the Jewish stereotype right now.
No, not a thing.
You haven't been doing anything for the Jewish stereotype to begin with.
Well, this isn't exactly kosher for Passover, but I'm still drinking it. There'll be no Manischewitz, and I will not be having any Dr. Browns this week, and I'm going to eat some fucking bread. I don't care.
Oh, yeah, because it's supposed to be unleavened, right?
Yeah, it's supposed to be unleavened bread and only eating things that are kosher for Passover. That is if you're keeping Passover, but I have not kept Passover in a very long time. This is just...
My mom invited me to the Jehovah's Witness version of that tomorrow. They call it the memorial.
The memorial?
They call it the memorial. And she was like, hey, I just wanted to personally invite you for tomorrow. And I was like, I'm busy. I'm not doing that. Thank you, though.
Why do they call it the memorial?
This is the memorial of Jesus' Last Supper, his death.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like the memorial for all the murdered Egyptians or something.
I live in Ravenna, so you're like actually the only Jewish person I know.
Yeah, that's a thing in Portage County.
They're not allowed, or?
I mean, there aren't a lot of us there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you technically live in Portage County.
I do. I live in downtown Kent.
And... I should have rode with you.
Yeah.
I rode my motorcycle up here. I'm not used to coming to the big city. You know, like people were asking me for change. I couldn't even roll up my window or anything.
You just say no habla, you know?
Yeah, you might be able to get away with a no habla inglés.
You wearing a helmet or no?
Are you talking about the porn still?
No, I'm looking that up.
See, I don't. Nope, the helmet's there. Looks like dark helmet, space balls.
Let's see.
What are you looking at?
Helmet porn.
Helmet porn.
Yeah.
I hope it's just porn with the band Helmet playing behind it, because oh that would be fucking awesome.
That sounds.
Sexy?
Yeah, I really want to fuck to Unsung.
I never heard of, Tumblr or the band Helmet. I listen to you guys every week, but I don't know why, because I don't get half your references. I live in Ravenna, I listen to country music, and I don't know what the hell you guys are talking about, but I love it.
Hey, well,
thanks for having me again.
No, absolutely. No, it's nice to...
You guys have been begging me to come. I'm like, all right, I'll go up there.
Like, Jesus Christ, if these guys won't stop.
So, none of these women are wearing motorcycle helmets, and I'm very disappointed. Yeah.
You know how the show works. We get derailed very easily. This is the most I've ever seen him get derailed.
I love that a topic of porn somehow went... I learned about religion.
Yeah. That's, the two are related.
I mean, yeah, kinda.
You know, because... Religion is kind of like, there it is. Here we go. Here's some helmet porn. This lady knows what's up. There we go.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for. How a woman wearing a motorcycle helmet getting double penetrated.
There you go.
See, I hate the internet now. Yeah, that's the next week's episode.
No, unfortunately, that's the bad part of internet porn is, like, if you want something fucked up, you can find it. That's an issue, big time.
Well, it's okay. I live in Ravenna. If you're not from the Ohio area, it's just a very small, white, trashy town.
Yep.
I'm so sheltered living there, and I love living there. But what I hate about the internet in general, and then I'll tie this in with porn, is I wasn't even aware. I went in the military. I have all kinds of friends. Black. You're my only Jewish friend.
Yep. Hispanic.
Well, no. Don't get crazy. But, no, I have all kinds of friends. But racism, I never even knew it was, like, a huge problem until every time you get on Facebook or Twitter, it's just race wars. And then with internet porn, there's race problems there as well.
Oh, big time.
For example, and you could try this if you want, but... if you type in hotel sex, because I don't, like I said, I like to tie myself in the story. If you type in hotel sex, it's exclusively white people. If you type in motel sex, it's like all black or Hispanic people, as if they couldn't afford to stay at like a Holiday Inn.
I am verifying this now. Hotel sex. Yep. There's James Dean choking somebody. All right. Motel sex.
If it's not really true, just go with the story for the podcast.
I got this. Don't you worry. I know how a bit works. Yep, Latinas. So there you go. And some interracial stuff. And there are some bed bugs. Oh, well, I'm none looking at that.
And not being racist, but it does bother me too, is like interracial sex. If it's a black guy with a white girl, I don't mind if other people do. I just can't get in the story. So it could be, again, a hot white chick. I can't picture myself being an in-shape black guy. So I have to skip it.
With a huge cock.
Well, no, I mean, I could imagine that.
Yeah. It's you. Can you imagine yourself with a huge black dick, though? Because
mine's half black, which I've never seen.
Okay,
the base is like tan.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, man. It's weird because it looks like you took your dick out tanning, but it's not. It's just because
like
you know,
it looks like you put suntan lotion, but it didn't get on all of it. So
yeah,
it's like a tan line.
Yeah, which is and you know I'm assuming you don't go to a lot of nude beaches, so where does that come from?
No nude beaches in Ravenna.
Yeah. Well, you know
what?
That
you know of.
All right. If you were aware of nude beaches in Ravenna, thehateflow@gmail.com, please let us know.
No, don't. Why? Fucking don't let me know. I'm never. I would never go to a nude beach ever. Never, not once.
Really?
Because for two reasons.
Okay.
A, I'm not going to take off my clothes. B, that makes me creepy.
Yeah, if you show up to a nude beach with clothes, that does make you creepy.
Because you're just there to be like, who's blowing who? Who can I put in the spank bank? And I'm just being honest here.
Yeah. I don't know. It does remind me of a video I watched a while ago. It's people are naked on the streets of Brazil, and two people are having a conversation, and you can watch him get an erection during the conversation, and it's the creepiest fucking
That's
thing
so
I've ever
weird.
Seen. Yeah. It's like, oh, well, I know what this is about, and it didn't lead anywhere, so he just walked off with an erection. It's like, all right, well, I'm done. Thanks, lady.
I've been to Mexico one time, and it wasn't a nude beach, but it was like a European person there, and they just assumed that all beaches were nude beaches, I guess. So that was the only time that I had my, you know, kid with me.
Oh.
Like, dude, put that fucking uncut cock away.
Well, no, it was a chick, so it was fine. It's my favorite.
Yeah. Daddy, how come she doesn't have to wear a bathing suit? Well, she's European.
It's my favorite Nick DiPaolo joke. Are you guys familiar with Nick DiPaolo?
A little bit.
Oh, man. I thought you knew him. If not, I should have just pretended like it was my joke.
You don't want to ever do that.
But he, I don't know, it reminded me of it. He said he was at a beach, and he was talking about obesity in children today, and he said he was at a beach, and he got a hard-on. Like, the best pair of tits there was, like, an 11-year-old boy.
Oh, God.
That is the worst, though. Well, I had great tits as an 11-year-old boy. It was a problem. You know,
this is true. He's not lying.
No, I actually
Know him then, but I know this. I know this.
I had to have them surgically reduced because I had such great tits and people would not stop touching them.
That's a true story.
That's
He's
true.
Not lying.
That's not fodder. That's not a Nick DiPaolo bit.
No, it's not a Nick DiPaolo bit. Unfortunately, it is a Jeremy Shear traumatic life story.
Going back to like what you were saying before, though, is like about how you need to be in the story and stuff. It's like with what you were saying about like Nick DiPaolo joke, like Carlin once said. He was like, I don't like watching porn because he goes, I get into this. This girl starts playing with herself. She becomes my girlfriend. Then some fucking asshole comes in with a huge dick and starts fucking my girlfriend.
That's see, when I get like that, that's when I go to the solo stuff. It's like, okay, I don't need to see any dicks right now. I just want to look at her.
I can't do solo. For whatever reason, I have to have a guy.
Hmm.
But as a El Jordano Diablo?
That's the name.
First person to nail it the first try.
Yep.
As he's type in threesome, like if you're in the mood to watch threesome, you have to be very specific. You can't slack because you're expecting two chicks and sometimes it'll just be two guys and I can't get into that either.
You can't get into the devil's three-way, as they call it?
I can watch somebody get finger cuffed. It doesn't bother me.
Not
all the time, but
there are times when I watch a lot of that.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't
why,
know
Jeremy, why. Do you want to tag team a girl together?
I don't. I can't say only once because it's been a few times. But, you know, comedy-related stuff we're not allowed to talk about. So, before I did comedy, I was kind of seeing a girl. And a friend came over and she was really drunk and tried to get us to double team her, and I was just like, no, and she was like, why, and I was like, because he's Italian.
I'm not even going to go there. I'm not going to, I don't need to poke and prod that subject because I don't know where that's going to go. I'm not exactly sure that I want to know.
She got really mad at me and yeah. So
she pretty much just wanted, like, what she wanted was, I want a scene out of Casino, a Jew and Italian going to town on me.
Yeah.
And she's not going to get it.
Nope, she wasn't going to.
Because you're racist.
Yeah, because I'm racist against Italian men. And, you know, it's... I don't know if it would have been a life-changing experience for me. I also, you know... I
don't want to do that because I feel like, A, I'd have to be really comfortable with whoever the other guy is.
Mm-hmm.
And whoever I'm really that comfortable with, I don't want to see in that situation, nor do I want them to see me in that situation.
You just don't want them to see you coming, or you...
In general!
You don't want...
No, just in general. Like, we don't... I don't know. I guess one of the oldest school things about me is I like my sex life kept in the bed... Not the bed. Well, wherever the fuck I want it to be between me and another person.
Denny's bathroom.
No, I could not fuck in the fucking public bathroom, dude. There's no way.
Really?
I like my fantasy. I haven't been able to find a lady to do with me yet, but dressing room, I think.
Yeah.
That's different. That's not a bathroom. People don't shit in a dressing room. Unless you're in, like, New Jersey or something.
I was just talking to somebody earlier today about fucking in a Target bathroom. So, not bathroom, dressing room. In a Target bathroom, you don't want to fuck in because they'll just bring the wrong kind of attention to that bathroom.
Yeah.
You can't do anything in a Target bathroom.
At least in
anymore.
A Target bathroom, you could get in and out real quick because they're all right up front. You know, yeah. It's not like Walmart where you're in the back.
And you don't have to claim gender.
No, you don't. It's like, no, she belongs in here with me. I don't care if this is
men. He belongs in here with me.
He identifies as a man, you know. And that's why I'm fucking her. I mean him. In the ass.
I'm fucking this dude in the ass in this Target bathroom.
See the flannel shirt? Everything's fine. Leave us alone.
He's not just a big fan of Nirvana. So Ricky Melton's on the podcast this week.
Ricky Melton with the a dirty game show that is coming to the Rialto Theater pretty soon.
So, well, you go ahead. I'm curious. It's more about that.
Yeah, it's, as you said, Bob Levy's going to be on headline the show. It is Wednesday.
April 26th
at the Rialto, which I've done a lot of shows at the Rialto. It's a wonderful venue.
You have?
Yeah.
I thought it was fairly new, right? Do you do the Chad Weaver show?
I've done a couple of Thriller Be Thrilleds there.
He's got one coming up.
Yeah, it's Chad Weaver's funeral.
Yeah.
On the 21st. And, I said, if you need anybody to kill you, I'm your guy. But I don't think he'll take me up on it. This is...
Very nice venue in a kind of a crappy part of town.
Yeah, I've never been to it before, but I've seen pictures of it, and I know the area very well. You would never expect anything that nice to be in that area.
No, once you can tell it, if you could find it. They ordered a marquee. Hopefully it's up by the time my show's, because I always want to
that would
on
be
marquee.
Wonderful.
But yeah. If not, it's just to the left of the Chinese joint.
Yep. To the left of the Chinese joint.
It's right there?
Yeah.
Like the little fucking hole in the wall one?
Yeah.
Nice.
When you see it in person, it's the nicest place ever.
Yeah. Yeah. The pictures I saw of it, because I forget why I looked it up. I think Sean from Lousy Weather told me to look it up one time or something like that, or he was
We just did a show there. Me, Mike Calhoun. Calhoun paid for his ticket to the show and then was asked to do a guest set. So that was weird.
When was that?
This was a few weeks ago. Matt Fark, there was supposed to be a show there called Comedians Revolt, which was a newer guy who was setting up a political comedy group, which means left, by the way. Political comedy is code for we're Marxists. And... So he sets up this thing. He has Matt Farkas, who I'm sure you remember. He's headlining, and then they brought in Kate Hogan from Cleveland, and they were supposed to have sketch and some music. And then I get a message half hour for doors, and it's like, everybody canceled. Can you come do time? So I'm like, okay. So I showed up to the Rialto to do – Well, he asked me to do 20 minutes. I don't know how much time I did, but...
Comedians are so fucking unreliable, dude.
Yeah, I might not even go to the show on April 26th.
You booked it. Yeah. Do you host the show? I mean, is it your, like... Or do you produce it, or... I mean...
Yeah, I host it.
And it's called...
It's called Win to Lose.
Win to Lose, a dirty game show.
Long story short, it's a game show that's meant to torture the people who play.
I love torture.
Whoever,
continue.
Whoever shows up in the audience, they're going to see me do some stand-up. They're going to see Bob Levy, he's one of the best, like, technical, like, on-stage people, crowd work. He could barely form a sentence
like
when he's
not
on stage. Like
a Bret Hart of comedy? Like a Shawn Michaels of comedy? He's speak my language.
He's the best there is.
Oh, okay.
The best there was and the best there ever will be at doing crowd work, in my opinion.
All right.
He really is really good at crowd work. I've watched him a few times.
So I'm going to do stand-up. I'm going to get a couple people from the audience, if there is one, knock on wood. They're going to come up on stage. I'm going to take him in the back while Bob Levy goes up, have him sign their life away with release forms because I'm getting ready to torture them. The game show, say it's you, Jordan, and you...
Jeremy.
Sheer. 3 beers in like 15 minutes. I'm wasted.
All right.
I'm going to present a challenge. Mm-hmm. Let's just, for simplicity, say the challenge is to eat a bug.
All right.
You guys are going to bid between $1 and $100, the lowest amount you're willing to do that for.
Mm.
Secret bid. Whoever wins the bid wins that round, but then they lose. That's why it's called Win to Lose, because then they have to actually do it.
Okay, so it's like Weirdo Price is Right meets Fear Factor meets Jackass.
Exactly. You read the bio. All
right.
So
sometimes I do research for this.
So we're going to do that for 5 rounds, and then whoever has the most money to end wins. But that's for simplicity purposes. It's not going to be eat a bug. It's going to be shit that's fun to watch for the audience. It's going to be very, very entertaining. I put a lot of thought into it.
All right.
And it's worth it for seeing Bob Levy alone, but come for me too. It's going to be a good time.
If you haven't seen Bob Levy, he is it's a sight to behold watching him interact with the crowd. He really does he's a throwback guy to, you know, the old Stern days. Like that's where he got his big break was on Stern. And he used to come through Akron, and he would pack Thursday's Lounge back when he was still eating blue cheese out of people's asses.
And he did the Funny Stop for a while.
Yeah, he did. I saw him at the Funny Stop. I saw him, former guest Kevin Ross opened for him at the Funny Stop. And I saw him close for Mick Foley at the Grog.
Okay. You can see him close for me, or open for me, April 26th, the Rialto. And you could see him withdrawing from, Benzo's?
Yeah, he's...
As if I don't have enough to worry about. I got to worry if he's even going to come.
Well, I've done that before, which is why I reached out to him on Twitter when I saw that. It sucks, but it's honestly, like, benzo detox is really dangerous because, it's fatal. If you're not being monitored. But in my
experience... I was about to be really insensitive. Do April some 20- fucking real drugs.
April 26th, if Bob Levy's still alive, come to the Rialto Theater.
I mean, it's...
If not, you should still come out because we're doing the show anyway.
If not, I'm going to call Jeremy a half hour before and be, hey, can you do 20 minutes?
Yeah, I mean, I'll come. I'm not going to do 20 minutes of crowd work, but...
I'll do 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'll do 20 minutes. I'm just not going to interact with anybody. I'm not even going to make fucking eye contact. I'm going to face the back of the room. Like, sorry, you're not getting Bob Levy, guys. You're getting a different dirty Jew. No, Bob's great, and he has a connection to the Cleveland area. For more information, you can find Ricky Melton on Twitter at A Dirty Game Show.
www.adirtygameshow.com to buy tickets. Please do it in advance because I should be worried about doing the first live stage version of the show, but now I'm promoting it, so I'm worried about advertising and I don't have time to worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
I'm afraid nobody's going to come.
It's the worst part about putting on shows.
How many people does Chad get to show up to his show?
It's packed out every month.
Well, but he's okay. He's more popular than me. What about that other guy you were talking about?
Oh, that show?
Comedians Revolt.
The Comedians Revolt show. Well, I feel it would be insensitive of me to talk about that show any further than I already have, and I'll explain it off the air.
Okay.
But
people listen for you to be insensitive.
Yes, I am aware of that. believe me, you'll understand once I explain it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, I've done a couple things at the Rialto. It's a wonderful venue. The staff is great, and it's comfortable. You can kind of sneak out the back to smoke, and they have a smoking patio, which is ideal for me. And
for someone who doesn't drink.
Yeah, I don't drink at all.
So. We'll also be filming a pornography there with me, Jeremy, and maybe Mary Santor or something.
Well, I don't know if Mary's going to consent to shooting with me. I don't know. Mayor, hit me up, thehateflow@gmail.com. You know,
you want to be a star?
Yeah, this will push you over the top for a best female comic in Cleveland.
That's what we need to develop a show now. A star on Kenmore Boulevard. that's what we need to develop. That's the next show.
She is, all joking aside, I've met her once. I'm not friends with her or anything. I'm not just saying that she's my favorite female comic, which makes her my 87th favorite comic of all time.
Yeah, we go back a ways. Mary and I, she was in my sketch group on Suitable Language, which that website will be up soon. And now she's an accidental. She is extremely funny.
She's great, yeah.
I watched her crush pretty much every single type of room you can in this area. And you can expect her to, be one of the ones that come out of this and make it. All right, well... That's Win to Lose, a dirty game show, April 26th at the Rialto. Tickets.
On Kenmore in Akron.
Yeah, it's...
Akron.
Yeah, you get off of 277 at Kenmore Boulevard. You turn left. You can miss it unless they have the marquee up, but it's right past the Chinese restaurant on the right. You can park by the library, or you can park on one of the side streets.
And if you get there early enough, stop at Kenmore Comics.
Yeah,
a comic book.
If the marquee is not up, I'm just going to pay Bob an extra $100 to stand out and wave on the road.
You know what? That might be a good idea. They do have like one of those little
payment Xanax.
Payment Xanax. Ooh, yeah. That would be about 20 of those, and his family would never forgive you. Ricky, thanks so much for coming on, man. We appreciate having you.
Thanks again for having me, guys. I love the podcast. You guys are doing a good job.
Thanks, man. Got a shout out to our peoples. Thanks, Pete Melk at Milky Way Recordings for recording us each and every week.
I think he's a cunt, but whatever.
Yeah. Well, he just thinks you're a coward because you won't choke your lady.
I don't have a lady.
Yeah. Well, that's why. And shout out also to Sam Holmes. She did our logo. That's at Sam Holmes on the Instagram. Sam Holmes that you live in, not Holmes that you hang with. And thanks, Cleveland.com, for including us in your list of podcasts you should be listening to now. Nikki Delamonte did that article. We appreciate the press.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
we also got told we were surprised that we were in it because we are edgy.
The edgy podcast. Edgy.
We're the edgy podcast.
Yeah, so I... Okay. we'll be the edgy podcast. We have Satan in our logos.
Dude, they haven't heard, like, if they want to hear edgy, they're going to have to pay for that. Because if they want to hear me and Sheer unhinged, I'm not doing that for free because I'm going to lose a lot of people. So I'd rather gain money that way.
Yeah. Yeah. So look for that pretty soon. Hordano and Sheer unhinged. Pay only.
We're going to have to record that on a Saturday because I'm going to be fucked up.
All right, fair enough. You get drunk, I'll get high. And
perfect.
Yeah, perfect. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find somebody that hates internet porn as much as Ricky Melton.
No, there's another. The world dies again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making this. Discharge paper!
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.